Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about some local events that you've been having. I understand that you've had one senior expo already, and you've got a couple more coming up. Talk to us about the one that you've had and the response that you had there and what you've got on the horizon here.
Well, I want to thank all the senior citizens and their family members, the exhibitors, the sponsors, and volunteers who helped make this year's Bradford Senior Citizens Expo a success. The attendance was great, and a wealth of information was distributed for senior citizens and their families, and I hope that everyone found it beneficial. I'm looking forward to hosting two other expos. The next one will be on Friday, September 15th at the Kane Community Center on Fraley Street in Kane, and that's going to be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then on Friday, October 13th at the Rowlett Fire Hall in the village of Rowlett in Potter County, and that'll also be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So two additional events for folks to come out to gain significant information and knowledge about programs and services that are available for senior citizens.
Another thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a wonderful event coming up next week. It's one of the biggest agricultural events in the state, and that's Ag Progress Days at Penn State. I understand you'll be there. I understand your committee will be there. Talk to us about the event and what's going to be going on.
Well, next week, the House Agriculture Committee that I chair will be joining with the Senate Ag Committee hosting a informational meeting at Ag Progress Days in State College to discuss the Chesapeake Bay Phase 3 Watershed Implementation Plan that the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Environmental Protection are working on. There's also going to be a presentation by DEP's Chesapeake Bay Program Office, and then a panel discussion with a variety of the stakeholders. The meeting is going to be held at 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday, August 16th at the Russell Larson Ag Research Center, and just outside of State College in Pennsylvania Furnace. So an excellent opportunity. It's open to the public if anyone would like to come. As many people know, Ag Progress Days is designed to highlight the latest trends, research, and technology in agriculture. The event attracts more than 45,000 people and nearly 500 exhibitors from 34 states and Canada. It's an excellent opportunity to see the latest and greatest in agriculture. There's no admission fee, and parking is free, so I would certainly encourage folks to make the trip down to State College for Ag Progress Days.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is some bad news for those who like to be in the outdoors, and that is an uptick in the reports of Lyme disease in Pennsylvania. Talk to us about this disease, the problems that we have with it, and what we can be doing to protect ourselves.
Well, Pennsylvania leads the nation in the number of confirmed cases of Lyme disease, and just in 2016 alone, we saw an approximate 20% increase in people infected by this tick-borne illness. Locally, there were 26 new cases reported in Cameron County, 129 in McKean County, and 46 in Potter County. And I actually believe these cases are underreported. I think there are many, many more out there. So legislatively, we have been looking at ways that we can help combat this illness. And one bill that we have passed, it's House Bill 174, would require health insurers to cover treatment plans for Lyme disease or other related tick-borne illnesses, regardless of if this treatment plan includes short-term or long-term antibiotics. So I think this is an important bill to make sure that people get the treatment that they need, and this bill is now onto the Senate for consideration.
And Representative, I understand that there's a shortage of first responders in the area, and you're doing everything you can to try to boost the numbers of EMTs out there. Talk to us about what you're doing here.
We have a desperate need for EMS personnel all across our region, and I want to alert everyone to an upcoming EMT class that's being formulated to be held in Lewis Run. The planned start date is October 23rd, and it would run through the end of March. The classes would be held on Monday and Wednesday evenings from 6 to 10, and there's more information available about this very important class by contacting Lieutenant Kathy Mealy at the Bradford City Fire Department. You can contact her by email at cmealy@bradfordcityfire.com.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.